This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello, everybody. A big welcome, as ever, to the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons with you now up until 8 o'clock. Hope you're having a very lovely Tuesday evening so far. The evening barely underway, but it's guaranteed to be lovely if you keep it here. 98.0 Phoenix FM and phoenixfm.com. Also available on smart speaker, webcam feed into the studio available on mixcloud.com. And if you go to our website, there's a button at the top right that says webcam. Click on that and you can see me. Hope you're doing well. How's your Tuesday been so far? Yes, it's clearly autumn now. The weather is turning a little bit, a little bit chillier at night. We're umming and ahhing about whether to put an extra jumper on or put the heating on now. We're umming and ahhing about whether to put the oven on or whether to invest in an air fryer. You know, can we keep having salads into the winter? Don't worry about all that, because all the music you hear tonight is going to be celebratory. Why on earth is that? Because the 11th of October, all across the UK, it's national It's My Party Day! So musically, at the very least, we're going to have a huge party here on Phoenix FM tonight on the show that goes like this. Before I tell you any more about what to expect over the next couple of hours, it's time to get the party started.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Hello once again. Yes, this is the show that goes like this. Pink getting the party started this evening. We're in a celebratory mood because it's national. It's my party day. And don't take that to mean it's my party and I'll cry if I want to. No, we want you to enjoy yourselves. We want you to be having a great time, especially here with the show that goes like this. So much great stuff coming up. Celebrity birthdays will be shared later on. Vicar of Dibley related birthdays. And Beverly Hills 90210 related birthdays. Even Midsummer Murders related birthdays. And ex-Manchester United related birthdays. Also, many visits to the weird world of news. We'll be talking about weird things McDonald's customers do. We'll be talking about how pubs are trying to attract new customers. Bizarre, incorrect road signs on the outskirts of Birmingham. How you can maintain your hair colour a bit more cheaply without having to go to the salon. And also an old painting that possibly proves that time travel exists. The weird world of news packed with ridiculous things this evening. And I'm very excited to reveal a brand new World Cup. Full information coming in the second hour of the show. But yes, if you want a sneak preview, as ever, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And you can see the polls that have started with regards to the World Cup of Movie Villains. Yes, now who is going to be the most villainous? Who's going to be victorious out of all the villains? 16 of the most villainous creatures ever to grace the silver screen have been exhaustively researched by myself and my team. And yes, we're going to work out, according to the listeners of the show that goes like this, the worst, if you like, ever movie villain. So, yes, more information coming after 7 o'clock. I'm excited about it. If you want a sneak preview, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Let's get some more music. Music suggested by you lovely Leg End listeners. Thanks to Sue Burton, who wants to hear Leslie Gore. It's my party and I cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. You would cry too.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And it's the show that goes like this in its very early stages still. Glad to have your company tonight. If you want to give me any kind of message throughout the show, social media is the place. Ben Simmons Radio is my Facebook page, or at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. You can even email in studio@phoenixfm.com if you want to as well. So many ways that you can get in touch. Don't forget, we are available on your smart speaker. All you need to do is ask it to play Phoenix FM, and it absolutely will do. And yes, that webcam feed via Mixcloud is available. Shockingly, I've worked for this station for 5 years and only realised there's a simple button on the homepage of our website which allows you to go straight to the webcam link. I've been explaining the complicated procedure of getting a Mixcloud account, which is free, going to mixcloud.com, searching for Phoenix 98 FM, and then going to our page that way. Or you can go straight to our website, phoenixfm.com, top right of the page, little button that says webcam. Click on that if you want to see what's going on in the studio. If you want to see my rather smart grey jumper I'm sporting this evening, I'm quite happy with it. So, yes. But, yeah, we're going to have a wonderful time. Celebrity birthday still to come. As I said, many visits to the Weird World of News. The Movie Villains World Cup. That is exciting me. It's barely even begun, and I'm thrilled. Now, the big question is, how do we work this out? Do we go for the two people that are against each other, or the two things that are against each other? Is it if they fought each other who would win, or simply who is the most villainous? You know, that's what we've got to ask. I think we should encourage, in this sort of example only, fighting. So it'll be if they had to fight each other who would win. So, yeah, maybe that's what you need to bear in mind when you're voting. I will talk about it in great detail after 7 o'clock, but if you want a sneak preview, as I say, very frequently, at Ben Sim Radio, you can have a look at my Twitter profile. And there are 4 polls running for you to vote on. The first half of the Movie Villains World Cup knockout stage commences tonight. And so many of the tracks have been suggested by you lovely people out there on social media in the run-up to the show as well. Always grateful to hear from you, and always grateful to have people listening in live, but so many people tuning in on the catch-up service as well. Do remember to spread the word about the show, and if you've missed any of it, or if you know anyone that might be interested, you just go to phoenixfm.com, search the schedule, click on the show that goes like this. It takes you to my individual blog page on the Phoenix site, where you can catch up with all previous recordings of this show. And tonight's effort, which is live now, will be available from tomorrow morning. It's all rather fabulous. One track more, I believe, and then I think we will share with you all about the McDonald's manager who has shared weird things that customers do in McDonald's. 3 of the weirdest things in his opinion. Before that though, let's go cheesy, let's go crazy, let's go Venga Boys.
Phoenix FM.
Where is it then, the Wenger bus? It's coming. You never see it on bus timetables, do you? I guess it just pops along whenever it wants to. You just get on. You don't get that much in the UK party buses. I've only seen them on TV shows, mainly comedy TV shows in the States. I think it's a bit more popular in the older USA. You don't get many party buses here in the UK, but I think I went on one in Vegas. I wasn't particularly partying. Maybe I just went the wrong way to try and get home after a night out. I remember a storyline in Brooklyn Nine-Nine that involved a party bus at Halloween. But yeah, would they have got on the Wenger bus? The wheels of steel are turning. Hope they had tyres on as well, otherwise there'd been sparks all the way down the road, just steel wheels turning. Probably some damage to the concrete as well. I think I'm overthinking things, possibly. Shall we then pay a visit to the weird world of news for the first time tonight? Absolutely. A McDonald's restaurant manager has shared three of the weirdest things customers do with their food. Have you ever done any of these? Now, this manager is operating a McDonald's store in Ilkeston in Derbyshire. So maybe if you've been to McDonald's in Ilkeston in Derbyshire, you're guilty of doing some of these things which have weirded out some of the staff and particularly the manager. The weirdest thing, according to Dan Luke, manager of McDonald's in Ilkeston in Derbyshire, that customers do is, despite being given ketchup, barbecue sauce and other dipping options, customers frequently dip their chips in their milkshake. Yes. Now that is weird, isn't it? I can't imagine why you'd want salty chips in a sort of sweet drink, whether it's chocolate, vanilla, strawberry or whatever else. Seems very bizarre to me. I'd never want to do it. Chips should remain savoury. Chips are not a sweet dish. Potato, yes, you get sweet potato, but even that is consumed in a savoury way pretty much 99% of the time. No, I'm not having this. Chips dipped in milkshakes is bizarre. But many customers have been doing it for many years. Yes. Now, another thing, which is possibly more of a hack, is saving money on going in somewhere like a Costa or a Starbucks or Nero's or whatever brand of coffee shop might be your favourite. It is possible to create a cheaper version of a Frappuccino because some McDonald's customers are putting an espresso shot into vanilla milkshake. Yes, and apparently it makes it taste just like a vanilla Frappuccino. So yeah, there we go. Is that a cheaper option? You've got to buy an espresso for McDonald's and a vanilla milkshake. I think it probably is. Frappuccinos in coffee shops are extortionate now, aren't they? You're looking at a good £4 or £5 for a medium. And McDonald's coffee, famously cheaper than some coffee shops. I have no idea about the quality. I don't very regularly frequent McDonald's coffee. I've had it a few times. It's been palatable. It's been okay. But would you create a Frappuccino with a vanilla milkshake and put your own espresso shot in? Well, who knows? Then the third weird thing, which doesn't strike me as extremely weird. As of 2 years ago, McDonald's permanently introduced the triple cheeseburger onto their menu. It has three cheese slices between three burgers. But some customers have asked, despite all that, for extra cheese. Three cheese slices, three burgers, it's not enough. They need extra cheese. This one McDonald's manager who's picked out dipping chips in milkshake and creating vanilla Frappuccinos with espresso and vanilla milkshakes has said that another weirdest thing customers do is asking for an extra slice of cheese on a burger that already comes with three slices. Yes, that could be excessive. I'm not sure if the third one is really that bizarre. But there you go. It's what bothered him the most. If you've got a stranger thing you want to do at McDonald's, go to Ilkeston in Derbyshire. See if you can freak out that manager. Fabulous. Right, let's have some more party music on National It's My Party Day. Some classics coming your way up until 8 o'clock tonight. One such example, here is ABBA.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I already have to say huge thanks to our wonderful Drive Time presenter Stuart Pink, who has shared with me some amusing GIFs, videos and images related to my, in its infancy, World Cup of Movie Villains. He's cast his votes. Well done, Stu. Thanks very much. I suggest getting yourself on Twitter if you're wondering what this is all about, because Stuart Pink's certainly being very entertaining on there, assisting with the imagery around the World Cup of Movie Villains. Who would be victorious in these battles? It's just a one-on-one encounter, but we've got 16 of the most terrible movie villains. Not terrible as in they were rubbish, terrible as in they kind of imbue terror. But yes, and then who would win in a battle between the ones that are pitted against each other? We're going to get down to the final in a few weeks' time and see who is the most villainous of all villains. I'm loving the the Jaws recreation from Stuart Pink. And, I hadn't even seen The Matrix. Yes, excellent. I will be talking about this in greater detail. I just had to give a shout out to Stuart because of the effort he's made. But yes, after 7 o'clock, we'll be focusing on this in depth. But I do want to get another track on right away. Celebratory track, because it's National It's My Party Day. Very frequently, when you have a party, you go dancing, don't you? Kylie, very keen to encourage that. In a sort of country and western way, though. Cheers, Kylie.
No one wants to stay at home. Nobody wants to be alone. When you come knocking, I'll be at your door. I don't ever want to stop. I'm gonna give it all I've got. And when they ask me, who could ask for more? Can't stand still. Won't slow down.
FM.
Kylie and dancing. Absolutely marvellous. Now, I did talk about, in the weird world of news already, some of the weird things that one McDonald's restaurant manager has said his customers do. Dipping chips in milkshake, adding espresso to a vanilla milkshake, and asking for extra cheese on a burger that already has three slices of cheese in it. And I have heard, in the meantime, since talking about that, from regular friend of the show, the fantastic Mr. Eddie Bushell, he said that his mother-in-law lives near Ilkeston in Derbyshire. So that is where the said McDonald's manager was reporting from. And all those weird occurrences have gone on in McDonald's in Ilkeston in Derbyshire. I'm not sure if Eddie's happy with me reading this out or not, but I'm going to read it out anyway. He says his mother-in-law is weird. Possibly in a good way. See, it doesn't necessarily mean a negative. You know, you can be good weird. You can be kooky, can't you? You can just have that certain something about you, a weird quality that people like. I'm sure that's what Eddie's referring to. He does also say, I say I don't frequent McDonald's coffee very often. And Eddie says, McDonald's coffee is comparable to Baldrick's. Then there's a sickness emoji following on. We do all remember Blackadder Goes Forth. Yeah, the sugar's run out, he's replaced it with dandruff. The milk's run out, he replaced it with saliva, didn't he? Something like that. And the coffee ran out and he used mud. Needless to say, Eddie Bushell doesn't love McDonald's coffee. But thank you for messaging in. See, that's what happens. You get in touch with me during the show. I will give you a shout out. I will talk about you on the Phoenix airwaves. It's all rather marvellous this evening. So many great tracks to get into the show. Party-related music. Because the 11th of October is National It's My Party Day. A bit later on, I'll tell you some of the other weird days that are celebrated on the 11th of October. But we've got so many great tracks to squeeze in, that I'm going to keep those coming. Now, normally, I only play this one as a celebration after a competition or quiz or something like that has happened on the airwaves. And I only play it for a few seconds. It's nice to be able to play the full thing because it fits in with the theme. Remember, we are never constrained by genre or time of release of any music on this programme. We will play anything as long as it fits in with the theme and isn't offensive. So to that end, it definitely fits in with the theme, and if you're offended by Kool and the Gang, I suggest you maybe need to take a long, hard look at yourself. Let's all celebrate! At least get your falsetto ready to join in with the... I'll be listening out.
FM.
Not just Kool on his own, he's got the Gang with him for that celebration. Absolutely fabulous. And coming up to 39 minutes past 6 on Tuesday the 11th of October, let's pay our second visit to the weird world of news tonight, where I am delighted to tell you that a pub chain has launched a work from pub scheme. Now, it's not ironic, it's not ridiculous. I guess they're trying to attract more daytime customers. You pay £15 a day, you get lunch, you get unlimited tea and coffee, and access to their electric sockets for computers and tablets, etc. Interesting. As we struggle to keep up with the cost of living crisis, a pub chain has launched Work and Play Package. Young's is offering workspace at the majority of its pubs across the UK, alongside a tempting deal of lunch with unlimited beverages for £15 a day. Yes, A lot of people have said they prefer the environment of the pub to being in their office and working from home. The pub is preferable. It was first launched in 2020 and it's now been rolled out to a total of 185 Young's pubs amid rising energy bills for office workers who now find themselves working from home. As well as keeping their own electricity usage down, some work from pub customers say the communal atmosphere is better. Someone who uses the Cutty Sark pub in Greenwich said she preferred the cosy atmosphere of the 200-year-old premises to the office, telling a newspaper it definitely beats the water cooler. This follows a number of similar offers by pubs in the UK, as many, following the rising energy bills, are struggling to stay afloat. So yes, support your pub. If you're working from home and you'd simply like to get out and have a change of environment, now there's no hint of any further lockdowns coming up, maybe work from pub could be something interesting. No one's suggesting work from pub, get wasted, do poor quality work from pub. Work from pub, have a cup of tea, do some work, have a break, have a coffee, go and do some more work. At the end of the day, maybe get a pub dinner. Maybe get a pint or a glass of wine at the end of it, you know. Work from pub, could it catch on? £15 a day? £75 a week? Very possibly, if you did it every day. That's entirely different. I think someone who does it every day is called the pub landlord, aren't they? That's something entirely different. Anyway, who knows? It could take the UK by storm. Work from pub. There we go. Whatever happens, I've got a feeling that working from a pub is going to be a good night. I don't think that's the right link. Anyway. Here's a great track that always makes you feel good, that always makes you feel like partying. Tonight, it's going to be a good night.
I got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night. That tonight's going to be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's spin it up. Go out and smash it. Like, oh my God, jump out that sofa, let's kick it off. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. Tonight's the night. Hey, let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like, oh my God.
Like, oh my God.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move
just
it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. And do it.
And do it.
And do it.
And do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock.
Rock. Rock. Rock. Rock.
Easy come. Easy go. Now we on top.
Top. Top. Top.
Feel the shot. Body rock. Rockin'. Don't stop.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
There's not many bands that can make lime a two-syllable word, but the Black Eyed Peas pulled it off. Lime. Not quite sure why they bothered, but anyway. Loved that track, always enjoyed listening to it. Thanks to everybody that suggested music so far for tonight's show. We've had Sue Burton, Ellie Miles, Louise Henry, Mark Wall, Paul Milton, Ellie from Beckles, Dennis Pellwine as well. So good to hear from all of you guys. Thank you so much for getting in touch on social media. If you'd still like to send me a message on social media, you may get a shout out on these very airwaves. Ben Simmons Radio is my Facebook page, and at Ben Sim Radio is the Twitterverse place where you can find me, and where you can get a sneak preview about the World Cup of Movie Villains, which has begun in earnest tonight. Is Ernest happy about it? That's the big question. I can't say one way or another. What I can say is we're now going to play a track that I'm sure, when it was first released, no one ever imagined it becoming a football anthem, a celebratory football anthem. It's national, it's my party day. Here's Neil.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching me.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, as I alluded to earlier, regular friend of the show, Eddie Bushell, is tuned in tonight, and it's fabulous to know he's out there on the airwaves. And, you know, we have banter with each other occasionally, and he sends messages in that keep me amused while I'm on the airwaves with you guys, mother-in-law-related messages, very occasionally. But he sent me something in, and I was desperate to not reveal this to my other lovely leg-end listeners, but I can't stop myself. I'll feel bad for too long afterwards if I don't do it. So in that last link, after we played the Black Eyed Peas, I said, during the song, they managed to turn the word lime into a two-syllable word and said Laheim, because they're talking about drinks, partying, etc., having a good night, and I just assumed they were talking about adding a bit of lime into a drink. I've been made to feel quite foolish by Eddie Bushell, but you learn something every day, and I'm man enough to accept this and even admit to it on the airwaves. So Laheim is nothing to do with fruit. Oh no, Eddie knew the truth, and he shared with me a photo which reveals that Laheim is a Hebrew word, which is an equivalent to saying cheers. So I'm shocked, really. It literally means to life in Hebrew, when toasting health and happiness. It's basically to your good health, cheers. It's a Hebrew version of that. Laheim. So there's me feeling stupid, talking about green fruits. I won't be having a mojito for a while, Eddie. Oh no, I don't know why that's a suitable punishment for misunderstanding what Laheim has meant in the Black Eyed Peas track. 12 years since that was released. Well, maybe nearly 13 years, but there's me. You know, you learn something 13 years later. Mind blown. It's affected my life hugely. I don't know if I'll ever get over it. I need to play another song now to attempt to get over it. And then we'll have some celebrity birthdays and try and brush this one under the carpet, even though it's going to exist for all time now. And, you know, you listen back to this in the weeks, months to come, and you'll say, Ben Simmons, he didn't know that Laheim was a Hebrew toast. He thought it was saying lime in two syllables. Will I ever live it down? Oh, yes, I will. Right, that's absolutely fine. Thanks. Here's the Village People. You can go.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And now, as promised, time for this. It's the 11th of October. Who is celebrating a birthday today? Rapper Cardi B is 30 today. Actor Luke Perry is 56 today. Joan Cusack is 60 today. Lenny James, 57 today. Dawn French, 65 today. Don't be ridiculous. Bobby Charlton, 85 today. John Nettles, 79 today. And football presenter Mark Chapman, 49 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. If it's your birthday on this wonderful 11th of October, very many happy returns of the day to you. Hope you're having a fantastic evening. I'm honoured that you've got the show that goes like this on, at least in the background. But if you're paying rapt attention to it, amazing. Great work. Happy birthday. Hope you're doing something else as well. If all you're doing for your birthday is listening to the show that goes like this, I'm slightly sorry for you. But, you know, glad you're here. But, you know, you ought to be doing something else celebratory as well. We are having a celebratory theme to the entire show tonight because it's National It's My Party Day. And as we approach the second hour of the show, we've got so much more to look forward to. The movie Villains World Cup explained in detail. More visits to the weird world of news. And I'll reveal extra themes of the show, because it's not just National It's My Party Day on the 11th of October. Great music guaranteed until 8 o'clock here as well. And then after me as well, Rob Harvey in with Synth City, 8 till 10. Gary Davidson in with Off the Record, 10 until midnight. So Tuesday evenings on Phoenix, always very entertaining. 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. And now, because Ron Wilmot wants it, I'm going to play Thin Lizzy. So presumably the boys went away. I don't know if we specify they went away to the countryside or something. Because they're not just back, they're in the town as well. Basically, what Thin Lizzy are saying, the boys are back in town.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are great. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town, boys are back in town. I said, the boys are back in town. What she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't want to know, forget her. The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town. I said, the boys are back in town. Town, boys are back in town, boys are back in town, boys are back in town.
FM.
Classic track, Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town, played courtesy of Mr. Ron Wilmot, who requested it. Well done, Ron. Great stuff. Good request. Well, we're into the second hour of the show that goes like this tonight, which means it's more than acceptable now for me to tell you all about the most exciting development on Twitter, certainly today, as far as I'm concerned. Yes, it has begun. The World Cup of Movie Villains. So, yes. Well, you know, you all know I did exhaustive research into finding, whittling down thousands to 32 of the best films of all time to discover after your votes came in their hundreds. Thank you so much for that. That The Empire Strikes Back has now been decided officially, according to the show that goes like this, as the greatest movie of all time, narrowly beating Back to the Future. But in examining lots of these films, it occurred to me that something that people latch onto in the world of movies are the villainous ones. And can we decide who the most villainous is, or the most powerful villain is? If there was a competition between villains, who would win? So that's what we've got to bear in mind with regards to the World Cup of Movie Villains. So what I've done is start off with 16 of the most villainous creatures ever to have graced the silver screen. And this first week, there are four matches with four villains pitted against another four villains, and you simply have to vote. So there'll be two to vote between in each match, and you just have to decide who would win if they battled off. Who would be victorious amongst these villains? So we're going to have the first half of the knockout stage tonight, the second half next week, and after that point we'll have quarterfinals, and there will be a random draw to decide who's pitted against who for the quarterfinals onwards into the semi-finals, and then the final, where we'll be whittled down to two of the greatest movie villains of all time, at which point we will crown one of them the worst movie villain in terms of being villainous, therefore the best movie villain of all time. Who's it going to be? Well, here are the four contests going on Twitter right now. So, game one. Which villain wins? Darth Vader or Scar from The Lion King. It's Darth Vader versus Scar in this round of 16 knockout game one. At the moment, Darth Vader has 100% of the vote. Who knows what could happen, though? Then, game two sees Jaws up against Freddy Krueger of Nightmare on Elm Street fame. Jaws versus Freddy Krueger. Currently Jaws with 65% of the vote, Freddy Krueger with 35% of the vote. But it's very early days. This poll will be raging until the next episode of the show that goes like this. Game three in this movie villain's knockout. Agent Smith from The Matrix versus Voldemort from The Wizarding World. That's a difficult one, you know. Well, we'll look at this in greater detail after another track, but that is difficult to decide. At the moment, Agent Smith, 68% of the vote, Voldemort, 32% of the vote. And then game four, Pennywise from Stephen King's classic It versus Sauron from The Lord of the Rings. You only see Sauron in a flashback, really, don't you? He's otherwise just a flaming eye. But, you know, he's all-seeing, I suppose. But at the moment, Pennywise 0, Sauron 100% of the vote. So those are the four matches. I'll examine them in slightly more detail after another track. But yes, Darth Vader versus Scar, Jaws versus Freddy Krueger, Agent Smith versus Voldemort, Pennywise versus Sauron. Get your votes in at BenSim Radio on Twitter. It'll be at the top of the profile. We're all in Great Britain, so we can't join in this as vociferously as we'd like to, because Miley Cyrus wants everyone to party in a particular place.
I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream in my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. Club in my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letters. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drops my favorite tune. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney song was on. Yeah.
Phoenix FM.
Love that track, Miley Cyrus's classic Party in the USA. I've heard again from friend of the show, Eddie Bushell, who's having some problems with his autocorrect. But he thinks the movie Villains World Cup is going to be dominated. Now, bearing in mind the greatest movie of all time was declared to be The Empire Strikes Back, he thinks Darth Vader has already won. And he hasn't even heard the other eight competitors that are due to join the World Cup of Movie Villains next week. Just as a sneak preview, I said to him, Palpatine will be in from next week. Yes, Emperor Palpatine. Whenever I talk about Emperor Palpatine, I like to share information, because not a lot of people remember this, or even know this, because you do have to have seen more than the original trilogy. You have to know a bit more about your Star Wars to know this, but of course, Emperor Palpatine is one of the most evil villains on screen, manipulating Anakin Skywalker to turn into Darth Vader, and then, having seen Revenge of the Sith, lying to him, telling him he's killed his own wife, which leads him to live a terrible existence in eternity, blaming himself for one of the worst things that ever happened to him. So, yeah, horrendously evil. But not a lot of people remember his first name. Emperor Palpatine is not just a one name. It's not like Madonna, you know, or Cher, or almost Kylie now, I suppose. Gaga. You don't need the lady all the time. But it's not just Palpatine. No. I'm not sure if they say this in The Phantom Menace or where it's actually revealed, but he has a bizarre first name. It's not Colin or Brian or anything like that. And yes, his Sith alter ego is Darth Sidious, but his first name's not Darth. Darth's more of an accolade than a name, isn't it? Emperor Palpatine, his first name, Sheev. S-H-E-E-V. You don't get many babies called Sheev, do you? Luke Skywalker, you get a few Lukes. Leia, rare, but it's not impossible. Sheev, never heard of it. Maybe somewhat, there must be some extreme Star Wars fan out there somewhere that has named their offspring Sheev. My niece and her partner have named their offspring Obi. It's not a joke, absolutely true. I hope he grows into it. If that kid ends up not liking Star Wars, it's going to be absolutely horrendous for him. Here's LMFAO!
Shuffling. yourself a little.
Step up fast and be the first girl to make me throw this cash. We get money, don't be mad, now stop. Hating is bad.
One more shot for us.
Another round.
Please fill up a cup.
Don't mess around.
We just want to see
you shake it down.
Now you home with me.
You're naked now.
Get up, get down. Put your hands up to the sun. Get up, get down. Put your hands up to the sun. Get up, get down. Put your hands up to the sun. Put your hands up to the sun. Put your hands up to the sun.
I'm shuffling.
Phoenix FM.
LMFAO and Party Rock Anthem. Now, before I go any further, I'd like to pay one more visit to the Weird World of News. That implies it's the final one. No, one more right now and then still some more throughout the rest of the show. But can you imagine this? It just seems this day and age that this is totally unacceptable. People on the outskirts of Birmingham are flummoxed as town keeps making basic spelling mistakes on their road signs. Now, that's a little bit hysterical because there's one major mistake on a road sign and another one that's a little bit minor, but keeps making. It's happened twice. But you just can't imagine a roadside with a road sign even with a misprint. But it's actually happened in Bromsgrove in Worcestershire. Yes, and has been reported by Birmingham Live. there's a road sign that says the A38 and the M5 North goes that way towards Birmingham. Birmingham! Where's Birmingham? People looking for Birmingham will find it doesn't exist because it should be Birmingham. It seems utterly ridiculous to have a misprint on a road sign and that sign to actually be put up. You know, but yes, it's happened. And then partially obscured by foliage, there's another road sign in the Bromsgrove area referring to an area known as... Oh, where is it? I'm finding the bit of information. Oak Hall. Oakles, that's right. Hang on, let me get it right. I can't find it now. It's disappeared further down the page. It's annoying. Yes, Oakles is spelt O-A-K-A-L-L-S, Oakles, but it's been spelt on the road sign with a silent H, Oak Halls. The H doesn't exist in Oakles. So yeah, but partly obscured by foliage, so difficult to see. But Birmingham, far more obvious, and you won't find the A38 going from Bromsgrove to Birmingham. You'll be very disappointed if you look for it. How have the local council explained themselves? Well, someone said there's £500 of taxpayers' money wasted. You'd think somewhere on the line someone would have noticed before putting the sign up. Mike Rouse of the local council and cabinet member for Highways and Transport at Worcestershire County Council said, "We have recently completed a scheme in Bromsgrove to upgrade traffic signal equipment. An initial investigation has shown that the spelling mistake on the Birmingham sign was an error in sign production. We're working with our contractors to get the sign amended as soon as possible, and we will also be reviewing signs in the nearby area. Signs that need corrections will be edited free of charge to the taxpayer." Well, yes, you would hope so. Who is picking up the bill for that? Who made the initial error? How much does it actually cost to make a road sign? This kind of information and less will be dealt with in a future episode of the show that goes like this. Now, Eddie Bushler's featured heavily throughout tonight's show, as has, to a lesser extent, the likes of Ron Wilmot. Dennis Pellwine was barely mentioned earlier on. But Eddie's going to feature again because he requested this on a celebratory It's My Party Day on the 11th of October. He wants to go all Beastie Boys on you. Go on then.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, here on 98.0 Phoenix FM in Brentwood in Essex. Also available worldwide on phoenixfm.com and click the Listen Live link. If you want to see me in the studio, click the webcam link on the homepage. Also available on smart speaker as well if you just ask it to play Phoenix FM. It's Tuesday, it's the 11th of October. That means on Friday, it's the 14th of October. I will be celebrating that day. Some of you will know why. If you don't know why, it's my birthday on Friday. Not going to tell anyone how old I am or ask anyone to guess how old I am. No prizes for anything like that. Just join in the celebration. Send me a message. That will be fabulous. And I may read out any nice messages I receive next week on the show that goes like this. Now, the World Cup of movie villains, well and truly getting going. The vote's coming in now, and I'm very excited about it. Now, game one sees Darth Vader versus Scar. All you got to do is decide who the most villainous is. Imagine if they had to face off against each other, who would be victorious? Has Vader got the Force on his side? Has Scar got big enough claws he can get a swipe in? Any kind of mauling, which would be ironic, bearing in mind Darth Maul exists in the Star Wars universe. But Vader, with his sabre and the Force, surely too much for Scar, isn't he? At the moment, 80% of the votes with Vader, 20% with Scar. Then we come to game two. Jaws of terrifying teeth shark fame versus Freddy Krueger of terrifying razor glove weird burnt face fame. I was absolutely terrified of Freddy Krueger when I was a teenager. I went to a party, I've told this story on this program before, but went to a party when I was 14, a girl's 14th birthday party, where her parents had purchased her the 18 rated Nightmare on Elm Street film, which we all sat and watched. I was trying to act, well, act, I say act, in the truest sense of the word, as an extremely hard man who wasn't affected by such things. Couldn't sleep for 2 weeks after that. If you know the plot of A Nightmare on Elm Street, you'll understand why. Anyway, Jaws versus Freddy Krueger. Jaws with 40% of the vote. Freddy with 60% of the vote. Are his razor-gloved fingers too much for a shark with limited movement capabilities? Still going to be fast in the water. If it could get him into the water, you feel like Jaws would have a chance. But anyway, 60-40 in favour of Freddy at the moment. Game 3 sees Agent Smith of the Matrix fame versus Voldemort, Harry Potter's enemy. Could Voldemort get in an Avada Kedavra? That's the problem, though, with Agent Smith. He's copied himself into so many places, he'd just be back again, wouldn't he? Even if it was a slightly different version, it's all got the same code. It's difficult. Could Agent Smith infect Voldemort and you get a kind of wizard agent? Mix them together, that'd be bizarre. Anyway, at the moment, Agent Smith, 39% of the vote. Voldemort, 61% of the vote. Then, game four, the most difficult to work out a winner at the moment. Pennywise of It fame versus Sauron of Lord of the Rings fame. Pennywise, scary clown that lures kids into certain areas, terrifies them, shapeshifts, turns into all kinds of things to be terrifying, and also bites a kid's arm off at the start of the newest version of It, anyway. Versus Sauron, weird giant eye of flames, has no corporeal existence in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, but still everyone lives in fear of him. This is difficult. Pennywise versus Sauron, and it's explained in its difficulty because the voting 50-50 right now. Dead heat. Could that one need extra time? Pennywise versus Sauron, 50-50. There's a shocker. If you are interested in all of this and want to cast your vote, at Bensim Radio on Twitter is the place to go. Single click or tap and you can cast your vote and give it a retweet as well. Share the poll so we can get more movie fans to help us decide who the most villainous villain of all time is. And now we've talked about time, let's talk about a good time with Owl City and Carly Rae Jepsen.
This Prince song inside my head. Hands up if you're down to get down tonight. 'Cause it's always a good time. Slept in all my clothes like I didn't care. Hopped into a cab, take me anywhere. I'm in if you're down to get down tonight. 'Cause it's always a good time.
Good morning, good.
We don't need
City Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, as ever at this point in the show, I realise I wanted to squeeze quite a lot more tracks in, and I'm worried about being able to fit them all in. And people who've requested things really ought to get those requests met on the airwaves. Therefore, for Maria on the Isle of Wight, it's Whitney.
Phoenix FM.
That was very high from Whitney at the end there, wasn't it? Also, as it went live, that track was requested on Facebook by Paul Saunders. So that was for you as well, Paul. Hope you enjoyed a bit of Whitney classic. I Want to Dance with Somebody, as well as for Maria on the Isle of Wight. Hope everybody's still having a lovely Tuesday, the 11th of October. As we realise, we all try and come to terms with the fact we've only got 21 minutes and 10 seconds of this programme left. But don't despair, Rob Harvey in after me with Synth City from 8 until 10 with electronic music. And then from 10 until 12, Gary Davidson with the fabulous Off the Record. So keep it here, 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. There's no reason to leave these airwaves. And right now, time for another visit to the weird world of news. We like life hacks on this programme. Here's some information about a woman who shared how to avoid a trip to the salon and a product that could save you fortunes. So a lady said, I won't be able to go to the salon anytime soon. I naturally have dark hair with quite a lot of blonde highlights through it. My roots are horrendous. I can't afford to get them done anytime soon. The blonde has also gone very orange and brassy in colour. My hairdresser mentioned something about a purple toner or shampoo that could help. Which should I use? Does anyone have any recommendations? And several online users have come to her rescue, recommending a product known as Fanola No Yellow Purple Shampoo. It's available on Amazon for £6.50. You think about the cost of visiting the hairdresser these days, you could save yourself getting your roots done or getting a dye done at the hairdresser's by using Fanola No Yellow Purple Shampoo for £6.50 on Amazon. Somebody said, personally I don't use it, but a lot of hairdressers swear by one. Fanola. When I was blonde, I used one by L'Oreal, and it was great too. So other options are available. But Fanola No Yellow Purple Shampoo, if you've got highlights and blonde that's starting to go a bit brassy and you're worried about it, it will get rid of the brassiness. Fanola or Moroccan Oil Blonde Perfecting Purple Shampoo are the best, according to internet users, in response to this lady who posted online saying she couldn't make a trip to the hairdressers. There we go, £6.50. Got to be cheaper than paying considerably more to get it done professionally. These days of trying to save money where we can, cost of living crisis, that may well help you. Fabulous. And if you get your hair done, then I'm pretty sure you'll look good on the dance floor.
Stop making the eyes at me, I'll stop making
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Gotta love a bit of the Arctic Monkeys there. Thanks so much to everyone who's still voting on the World Cup of Movie Villains. Do spread the word. Feel free to give it a retweet, each of those matchups. The polls are live until the weekend. It will finish around this time on Sunday night. So yes, get those votes cast, get those retweets in, and we will find out who the most villainous movie villain of all time is. Currently, game one, Darth Vader now up to 86% versus Scar down to 14%. Then game two, Jaws at 43%, Freddy Krueger on 57%. Game three, Agent Smith at 44%, Voldemort at 56%, and game four, Pennywise and Sauron still locked, dead heat, 50-50. All the votes that come in, we're extremely grateful for. Thank you to everyone who's voted so far this evening. Do spread the word. It will continue for a little while yet. Now, here's a track I haven't heard for a while from the Dreamgirls soundtrack. Always enjoy listening to this one. I think there's Jennifer Hudson doing a slowed down, kind of soulful version. And then there's Beyonce and a couple of other ladies doing the disco version of One Night Only. Love that version, One Night Only, Beyonce, Sharon Leo and Nika Noni Rose. Great version from the Dreamgirls soundtrack. Now, final visit to the weird world of news tonight. And this is the headline. People think a 350-year-old painting is proof time travel is real after spotting an iPhone depicted in it. See, it's quite bizarre when you look at it and you think, has someone just photoshopped this in? But if you go to a museum in Amsterdam where the original is hanging, it looks the same. Art lovers believe they found the proof time travel is real after spotting an iPhone in a very old painting. It's the work of Dutch painter Peter de Hooch, showing a quaint domestic scene in which a man on the right-hand side in the foreground of the image does appear to be holding an iPhone. It's very bizarre. I've got it up on my screen here. I've tried to zoom in and... well, there could be some other explanation to it, that he could be holding something kind of rectangular. It just, by coincidence, happens to be similar in colour to what an iPhone would look like. But yes, apparently even Tim Cook has had a trip to Amsterdam a few years back and was struck by the similarity. Tim Cook, of course, the current boss of Apple. When quizzed about it, he stated, "I always thought I knew when the iPhone was invented, but I'm not so sure anymore." Peter de Hooch, this painting from 1670. Yeah. Does it say, can we find the actual name of the image? Possibly not. Yeah, but it's a quaint domestic scene. If you just Google Peter, it's the Dutch spelling of Peter, P-I-E-T-E-R. Peter de Hooch. And if you type in Peter de Hooch iPhone, you'll find it. Yes. It's in the hands of a man standing to the right of the picture, and he's holding a small object whilst a couple of women and dogs look on. That's all I'm going to say. So I'll leave the rest up to you to decide whether that could be true or whether it's a load of old codswallop. And I haven't said the word codswallop for quite a while. I'm quite pleased with myself for saying it right then. Anyway, penultimate track of tonight's show, Walk the Moon. Be quiet and move your body rhythmically in time to the music. What? Shut up and dance.
So don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me. We were victims of the night, the chemical, the physical, kryptonite. Helpless to the base and the fading light. Oh, we were bound to get together, bound to get together. She took my arm, I don't know how it happened. We took the floor and she said, oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said, you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me. Some beat up sneaks. My discotheque, Juliet, teenage dream. I felt it in my chest as she looked at me. I knew we were bound to be together, bound to be together. She took my arm, I don't know how it happened. We took the floor and she said, oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said, you're holding back. She said, shut up. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me. Yeah.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Walk the Moon and the Fabulous Shut Up and Dance. Well, it's very close to the end of another week's The Show That Goes Like This. Thank you so much to everyone that's joined in tonight. And just those of you that have been listening as well, I hope you've had a good time, as I have. Now, how do you recap tonight's show? A lot has gone on. It's been National It's My Party Day. I did say I'd tell you about other holidays that occur on this day, and I haven't done. I don't want to say forgot, but left it till very late. Let's just leave it there. It's the Kraken Day as well. If you've seen your Pirates of the Caribbean and anything that tells you about myths of the sea, you'll have heard of the Kraken. Yes, so don't go sailing around too much in deep waters if you're worried about it. It's also International Face Your Fears Day, so maybe do go around sailing in deep waters if you're worried about the Kraken, because you should face those fears. But most importantly, it's been National It's My Party Day, and thanks to everyone that suggested tracks for tonight's show, the likes of Sue Burton, Ellie Miles, Dennis Pellwine, Louise Henry, Mark Wall, Paul Milton, Paul Saunders, Maria from the Isle of Wight, Eddie Bushell, who's passed loads of comments throughout tonight's show. It wouldn't have been the same without you, Eddie. It would have been a lot better. But thank you very much anyway. We need a track to play us out. We did go to the Weird World of News a few times and learnt about McDonald's customers dipping chips in milkshakes, how pubs are now trying to attract customers by giving them access during the day so they can work from the pub, how Bromsgrove has a sign in it which directs people towards Birmingham. That's bizarre. And how a painting has revealed iPhones may have been around 360 years ago. Anyway, I'm going to play out with Jesse J. We had Leslie Gore's It's My Party. Here's an entirely different version. See you next week. Rob's up next.
Friend is your friend.